As a mom, it's normal to not want to let your kids fail. We want to protect them, we want to help them along as much as we can, and it hurts our hearts a little bit to see them failing or struggling in some area in their life, whether it be their favorite hobby that they're trying to master, or riding that bike, or making friends, or their grades in school, or how they're learning. We don't want to see them fail. And we try to do everything we can to fix things when we see them struggling. In today's episode, I am going to be covering why you should not deprive your kid of failing. This is going to be a good one. Let's jump in. Do you want to homeschool your kids, but fear is holding you back? Have you already committed to homeschooling, but you want validation that you made the right choice? Do you want to work from home, but you aren't sure you can do it all? How would it feel to walk confidently in your homeschool journey, knowing you're doing what's best for your family? If you are worried that you won't be able to juggle working from home with kiddos running around, I'm here to show you what's possible and how to do it in a way that feels good to both you and your family. Hey guys, I'm Jolie Gregerson. Wife, mom to three young kiddos, coffee lover, and entrepreneur. And I want to show you the freedom that comes from homeschooling without being chained down by traditional public school and work schedules. I never want a mom to not pursue homeschooling because of overwhelm, confusion, and lack of support, which is where this podcast comes in. No matter what point in your homeschool journey you're on, you're in the right place. So grab a coffee and let's jump in. Hello, hello, and happy Thursday, guys. I hope your week has been great. I hope you have fun plans for the weekend, or better yet, at least in my mind, you guys have a really chill weekend planned. I know my ideal weekend is being at home, enjoying our horse ranch, and just hanging out with my family with really no obligations, no schedule, no time crunch, just no agenda. We just kind of wake up and we do what feels right for that day. That is my ideal weekend. So I really hope and pray that this coming weekend is going to be your ideal weekend, because we all know as moms, we deserve it. I know for myself, I have been absolutely exhausted this week. I have been running on fumes. In the last episode, I talked about how this last weekend we went on a camping trip, which was absolutely awesome. The weather was perfect. We had a great time hanging out with family and just chilling and letting the kids be playing outside all day long. It was great. The downfall was my 6-month-old daughter decided she does not like sleeping anywhere but home. And granted, that was the first time she ever had slept anywhere besides home. Just the time of year she was born, it was winter, and we just kind of stayed close to home this winter, and it was absolutely great. And she has gotten to really enjoy her bassinet or her crib in our room, and obviously she is just in her element, she's in her comfort zone at home. And so being in a trailer, we have a nice trailer, a camping trailer, so she had all of the same type elements in there. It was just different. And so she slept absolutely terrible. And so although the days were pretty relaxing camping, the nights were long and tiring, and I did not feel totally rejuvenated. Well, my soul felt rejuvenated because I loved the camping experience and the sunny days, but I was exhausted going into the week. So I have been absolutely 100% running on fumes, just trying to get through this week, trying to get to the weekend where I'll be able to sleep in a little bit. I don't know about your guys' husbands, but mine is a saint and a gift from God, and on the weekends, he takes the kids in the morning and lets me get an extra hour or two of sleep, because sleep is really important to me. I cherish my sleep. I don't get much of it. My newborn is not a stellar sleeper. And obviously, I'm wrangling two toddlers all day. And so it's pretty exhausting having three kids, 3 years old and under. And my husband is a saint. And every morning on the weekends, if we don't have anything planned, he always takes the kids and I get to catch up on a little bit of sleep. So looking forward to that this weekend. That was a little bit about my life. I hope your guys's is great. I hope you feel more well-rested than I do right now. My heart is full, but man, am I tired. Okay, and then jumping right into it, we are going to be talking about why we should not deprive our children of failure. And I know this is one that is going to strike a nerve with some moms because we have big hearts. We want the best for our kid. I will always say that. Moms always want the best for their kid. At least good ones, which you're here, you're trying to better yourself. You are keeping your kid home to spend more time with them. You are deciding to homeschool your kid, which will gain you like 15,000 more hours with your child at the end of their childhood, which is just incredible to think about. And what a blessing. It's not an easy journey, but it's so, so worth it. And so I know that if you are here, you care about your kids. And so it hurts our mama heart sometimes to watch them failing at something. Kind of like, have you ever seen your kid trying to make friends? They're really stepping outside of their comfort zone, going up to other little kids. And maybe your kid is a little shy, and so it's extra just heartwarming, and you're watching them just praying that they make a connection with another kid in that they're accepted for who they are and just all of the things in your mama heart, right? Or is that just me? But we want what's best for them. And so maybe we're watching them in that friend-making process and we see them get rejected because we can't control what the other little kids are doing or if they're going to be nice to them, and it shatters our heart. And you can offer words of encouragement, but you can't always try to step in and save the day, right? And to some extent, you learn through practice in life. And I know everyone has different learning styles, but I know for myself, I am one that loves to be shown what to do in like a very hands-on visual way. And then I like to be able to just try it for myself. Whether I fail or not and have to keep tweaking, that's fine. But I need to some extent, figure out on my own. And I'm sure a lot of us are like that. Like if you ever get hired on to a new job, there's only so much people can tell you before they say, okay, give it a try and let me know if you have any questions. And so you kind of start to go into that role and you start to gain more confidence as you try things and do it successfully. And then you gain the skill sets to move forward better in that role. Same goes for our kids. And if we deprive them of failure, we deprive them of the skill to get through the failure and keep going. If we try to sugarcoat our child's journey every step of the way, then they are not going to have the skills to get over the hurdles in the real world. And in homeschooling, we are all about preparing our kids for the real world. Contrary to popular beliefs and myths, we are not just trying to keep our kids in a teeny tiny little cocoon, like living like hermits. At least that's not my style of homeschooling. I'm sure that there's some people out there that want to do that. But my goal as a homeschool mom is to cultivate what matters. So the family life, faith, getting to live out their childhood, not being in a classroom chained to a desk for 8 hours a day. Instead, I would rather have them doing their work whenever they want during the day, or at least that's how my parents did it, but maybe getting their work done in the morning. And then if they do well and they fly through it, great. They focused and they're rewarded by having the rest of the day to pursue their interests, to go play on the farm, to go out exploring in the woods back behind our house, or to ride their little electric Jeep all over our property to help groom their horses. All of the things that they want to do and that interests them. And then if they want to pursue sports like I did, then they can also focus on their sport and craft that. There's so many different things that they can do rather than just sitting at a desk all day in school. But all that to say is I am still prepping them for the quote unquote real world. And so I want them to have the skills that when they come up to a roadblock or a struggle and they're working their way through it, for me not to always jump in right away, to give them a chance to grow and figure things out for their own a little bit. And I'm not saying if they come and they ask you for help, you just tell them, ah, figure it out yourself. No, we can help them along and really grow their confidence, help to grow their confidence in a way that they feel more equipped to handle this in the future. So if we just crush their confidence and bring them down and we're like, oh my gosh, you can't figure it out by yourself. Do it by yourself. Do this. Just do this. Why is it so hard? Do that. And we're just crushing their confidence along the way. Then yeah, they're going to be a little gun shy on trying new things. Or when they do come up to things that they're struggling with, they might be a little gun shy on moving forward because of that kind of trauma or scars from being really put down like that and lacking the confidence. But as they need help, so as we're, you know, growing them along on their journey, maybe they'll come up to you and they'll be like, hey, mom, I really need help on this. And then you can go and you can give them help. You can give them advice. You can help them along. And then maybe the next time they ask you for help on the same thing, you go, yeah, I can totally help. But hey, before I try, can you show me what you are thinking? Or do you think that you could give it a try first and I'll be here to watch you and help and give you some instruction if you need it? And just get them to give it a little try. And the next time, they'll have the confidence or the know-how even a little bit more. And then they have that hands-on experience, which we all know learning through hands-on experiences helps you to learn and retain so much better. When I could have my husband telling me how to do the clutch on his dirt bike a million times over and give me 100 instructions on how to do it. But until I get up there and feel what it feels like to slowly release your clutch as you're shifting gears and things like that, I'm not going to be able to like really grasp the concept and practice. Like you just have to practice. Sure, I stalled his dirt bike like 10 times before I started to get the hang of it. Even though I was able to drive stick shift cars and stuff like that, it's just different on a dirt bike. And I wouldn't have, if I hadn't had the husband that was totally patient with me and letting me keep trying and failing, it might have crushed my confidence and I would never want to get on a dirt bike again. But instead, he kept letting me fail and kept telling me to try again and just like giving tiny little suggestions every once in a while. It wasn't like, oh my gosh, you stalled it, get off, you're just not ready for this. He instead was like, no, that's totally okay. It's totally normal to fail. You'll get the hang of it. Try to do it like this next time. And then I got a little bit better. And he's like, that was great. Now try to do it like this. It might help with it not stalling or jolting forward so bad. And that was building my confidence. Every single time I tried and got a little bit better, then it built up my confidence, which made me more excited to keep trying. Whereas if he had had a different reaction and I jumped on that dirt bike and I stalled it first try, he'd be like, or had he said, were you even listening to me? I told you exactly what to do and you didn't do it. And now you just went and tried it and you failed. And now I'm going to talk down on you and crush your confidence. Do you see like the difference there? And so you can still allow your child to fail, but knowing that they are building their confidence and getting better along the way, and that you can be that voice of encouragement that encourages them to keep trying. And your voice of encouragement is going to be the voice that they hear in the future, even into adulthood. Your voice is going to become their inner voice. And so would you rather be like my husband in this scenario, where he was encouraging, and even though I kept failing, being like, no, you totally got it. That was so much better that try. Try doing this. You totally got it. Or are you going to be the person that's like, what the heck? I just spent 10 minutes showing you exactly what to do, and then you tried and stalled it and failed, and now I don't even think that you should ride your dirt bike because you're not ready for it. Do you see the difference there? Or even in a different scenario that's not so harsh, if I had jumped on that dirt bike and tried to ride it and stalled it, and he was like, oh shoot, I don't think you're ready for this. Actually, I think you should just jump off. You might get hurt. You might accidentally get whiskey throttle and go flying off into the distance. You better just get off. Don't even try again. We'll do this later when I can explain it better, or we can practice in a safer setting, or whatever. I was just going off the top of my head right there. But even that could hinder my growth, because I wouldn't have been able to try and fail because he was scared that I was going to get hurt or that I wasn't going to be able to do it. So he thought, oh, I must not be prepared enough. So he better just pull me off now and try to prepare me better in the future and control the environment better in the future. See, both of those aren't the best scenarios, and both of those would be making me walk away with less confidence in myself to try new things, less confidence to ever go out of my way to try something and potentially fail, because I would start to be scared of failure, because that's just what happens when someone is too on your case, like whether it be fear-based or annoyed that you fail, whatever it be, that negative emotion is going to make me less confident in myself. Both of these scenarios are things we are trying to avoid. We want to be that person that is cheering our kid on, challenging them to step outside of their comfort zone, and when they do fail, encouraging them to keep going, telling them that they can do it, and letting them know that they can do hard things and that you believe in them. And I always have a rule that if the consequence isn't death, if my kids want to do something that I don't know, kind of freaks me out, and I'm like, oh, I don't know, they could get hurt, but it's like, oh, the consequence isn't death. Like, it's not even a broken bone. They would just might scuff their knee or face plant or something like that. Then I let them try, because how else will they know if they can do it or not? They have to be able to test their limits in order to know what they can do. And I would way rather them test those limits when I'm right there to run to them if something goes wrong, rather than them trying to test those limits behind my back because they know that's the only time they can. And I'll probably do an episode about that later on. But personally, I would rather, if it isn't something super dangerous and it's not super high consequence, I let them try it. I might give a suggestion or be like, okay, but you might want to try it this way. But even then, I try to stay out of it. I try to let them use their own reasoning, their own logic. I might ask something like, okay, what's your plan? And just to have them kind of think it through and be like, oh, I'm planning to do this. And then I'm like, okay, and see how it goes. Like, my oldest is almost 4 years old, and she can jump off the top step of our deck. And my son, who just turned 2 and is huge for his age, so has had some coordination things, you know, his body has grown pretty rapidly, and his coordination is kept catching up, but he is doing so much better and really gaining his confidence. And he wanted to try jumping. And I knew that he physically cannot jump far enough to clear the other steps on the deck. So instead of just shutting him down and being like, no, buddy, you can't do it, you're not old enough, I was like, okay, yeah, you want to jump? How about I help you jump off the top one, and then you by yourself can jump off the bottom one. And he was totally okay with that, to where if I would have been like, nope, you can't go off the top one, only the bottom one at the most, he might have got defensive and been like, you know, throwing a toddler fit. But instead, I was like, okay, let's do your thing, but kind of shift it to a more safe method, because obviously I had both his hands and I helped him to clear the stairs. And then I said, okay, yep, that's a good one to do with mommy. Now you can try jumping off the bottom one all by yourself. So he went on and went to jump off the bottom one, barely even cleared the bottom step, and he was like right there on the edge, and barely jumped far enough forward to clear the bottom step, and that was good enough for him, and it built up his confidence. After that, he started practicing jumping off the bottom step, and now that boy can jump off the bottom step like a champ. But if I would have just shut him down right there, not only would it have crushed his confidence, but he wouldn't have had the courage to keep practicing jumping off that bottom step. And he's never tried to jump off the top step again. He's perfectly content with the bottom one. He knows it challenges him, and he feels content with that. So there's a point where you have to let your kid try something and fail. And as much as it pains our mama hearts to see our kids fail, just know it is good for their development. It is good to build their confidence. And it is good preparation for the real world, where they are going to see failures and going to have to keep pushing through. I hope that this episode gave you guys some encouragement or some good insight on how you might be able to handle situations that your kid might be failing at something, and kind of tailor your reaction in order to cultivate that confidence and help them learn how to fail and keep pushing through. I'm gonna wrap this one up here because it's getting late, but I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. Okay, you guys, that's it for today's episode. I hope this filled you with encouragement or equipped you with the knowledge to move forward confidently in your homeschool journey. The best way you can show your support is by leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts. This expands my reach and allows me to impact more moms who need the encouragement in their own homeschool journey. Also, sharing this with all your homeschool mom friends out there. My goal is to make Find Freedom Homeschooling the number one podcast for Christian homeschool moms. And I need your help to do it. I'll see you guys in the next episode.